Das kann sich nicht wirklich geschlagen, wenn wir heute mit sagen, dass es darf sein. The Mishnah says, "V'noisim lo chatzi kav kitnis." The Gemara says, the Mishnah does not say that he has to give her a stipend of wine. This supports Rabbi Elazar, who says, we don't give a woman a stipend of wine. Rabbi Yehuda of Kfar Nevirayo says, we actually see this concept from Chana, where the pasuk says that she ate and he drank. From where Braisa says, if a woman is accustomed to drink wine, he has to provide her wine. So Mara says, a woman who is accustomed to drink is allowed to drink and therefore must be given wine. We find that Shmuel says this as well. Another answer may be that the Braisa is discussing giving her wine for cooking, but all agree that we don't give her wine for drinking. Zakhmar Braisa says, one cup of wine is good for a woman. A second cup is disgusting. A third cup will make her ask her husband for tashmish, which is not proper for a woman to do. A fourth cup will even make her try to be mezana with a donkey. Rava said, this is only a problem if her husband is not with her, but if he's there, there's no problem giving her to drink. Zakhmar Chana was with her husband, and still she didn't drink. Mara says, she was a guest, and as a guest, a woman shouldn't drink. We find similarly that a guest may not have tashmish in a host's house. We see that a person has to act differently when he is a guest. The Gemara says that Choyma, who was Abaya's wife, went to Rava to get a stipend for wine from the estate of Abaya. Rava told her that Abaya didn't drink wine, so she clearly was not accustomed to drinking wine, therefore couldn't get a stipend for it. She insisted that she and Abaya did drink wine. Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Yosef, gave the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, a stipend for wine, explaining that since she came from Achuza, where a woman were accustomed to drinking wine, she was entitled to a stipend of wine. The Mishnah says, "V'noisim la mita umapatz v'chulu." Why does the husband have to give a hard mattress and a soft mattress for his wife? Rav Papa explained, "This is needed in a place where they use these type of things on top of a rope bed." A bride says, "We don't give her a pillow and a mattress." In the name of Rav Nosson, they said that we do give her a pillow and a mattress. If it's customary for her to have it, why would the Tanakh come and say we don't give it to her? And if it's not customary, why would Rav Nosson say that we do? Mar says, the Kayis says where it's customary for the status of the husband, but not for her status. And he therefore has to provide it for her only when they're sleeping together based on his status. The Tanakh holds that we can say that he will only bring her, I'm sorry, that he can say he's only going to bring her one in the nights that they're sleeping together. Rav Nosson says that she can say, no, she needs one all the time, because in case he comes Ben Hashmas on Friday when it's too late for him to bring one, she needs to have one in her house. A papa said to Abaya, it doesn't make sense to say that she gets new shoes every Yom Tov, but only gets new clothes, which are more important, only once a year. Abaya said, the Tana was in a mountainous region where you need three pairs of shoes a year. He's teaching that once you do this for Yom Tov, so it also has simplest Yom Tov for the wife as well. Mishnah said, the Kalim Shel Chamishim Zuz. Abaya said, the Mishnah is referring to the less valuable Zuz, because the Mishnah said this refers to even a poor man, and a poor man wouldn't have 50 Zuz of the more valuable Zuz. The Mishnah said, V'ein Nois A bride says a wife's leftover food goes to the husband, and her leftover worn-out clothing is kept by her. What use does she have from her worn-out clothing? So Rachva said she wears them when she's a nida, so that she can keep her other clothing fresh when she can be with her husband. Abaya said, based on this, the worn-out leftover clothing of a widow goes to the estate, because she doesn't need it for the above purpose. Mishnah said, "Noisin lama orkesta v'chulu." What's meant when the Mishnah says that she eats with him on Friday nights? Rav Nachum said it means actually refers to eating. Rav Ashi said it refers to tashmish. Fekhmar Mishnah says eats. If it refers to tashmish, why does it say eats? Mar says it may refer to tashmish, but it's written in a nicer verbiage. Fekhmar Braisa says that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that she eats with him Friday night and Shabbos day. If eating refers to tashmish, why does he say Shabbos day? Rav Huna said that you're not supposed to have tashmish during the day. Rav said in a dark room it's mutter even by day, and that's what the Braisa is talking about. Mishnah said, Vim Haisa Menika, Rav Ula Rabba Darshan, that although one is not obligated to support his minor children, he must support them when they're very young, until the age of 6. We see this from our Mishnah, which increases her food allowance, presumably for the child, when she is nursing. Maybe she only gets more because she's considered to be a chayla. I said, if that was the reason, the Mishnah is to say, if she's sick, not if she's nursing. Maybe the Mishnah is teaching that a nursing mother has the status of one who's sick. Maybe that could be what teaching. The Shimon Levi said that we give a nursing mother more wine in her allowance because wine is actually good for her milk production and milk quality. Had nolach perek afalpi. Perek Metzias Aisha, Perek Shishi. Zok the Hedig Mishnah Mesiata Deshmaya, wife's Metzias and her earnings go to the husband. With regard to an inheritance that she gets, the husband is entitled to the produce of the property during her lifetime. Any payment for embarrassment and decrease in worth belongs to her. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, if it's a hidden injury, then she gets 2/3 of the payments and he gets 1/3. If it's an exposed injury, he gets 2/3 and she gets 1/3. His part of the payments are given to him immediately. Her parts are used to buy a field and from which he gets the produce. Reflecting on an earlier Mishnah already taught that a wife's mitzias and her earnings go to the husband. So why are we repeating it again over here? Where it says the Mishnah said this as an introduction to teach the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Rabbanim regarding payments for embarrassment and decrease in value. But in Echanami, we didn't really need to repeat this again over here. Braisa was taught to Rava that said the mitzias of a wife belong to her, but Rabbi Akiva says they belong to the husband. husband. Rava said that to the teacher of the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva says in a Mishnah that her excess earnings are kept by her alone. Surely that her metzias would be kept by her alone as well. Rava says it must be that the sheetahs in the Braisa are to be reversed.